Turn again with me in our Bible reading to the book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 3, and we're going to look at the words of verse number 6, Malachi 3 and verse 6. The prophet, under inspiration, was able to bring this message from the Lord. I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Let's seek the Lord in prayer. Keep your Bibles open, please, and we'll talk to the Lord in prayer tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee tonight that there is a mercy seat that needy sinners can come to. And with all of our need this evening, we approach Thy throne and we call upon Thy great name and we ask that Thou wilt hear and answer our prayers. We ask that you'll teach us, Lord, thy great truth, and you'll fix and root within us thy truth as one redeemed by blood. As we come around the word of God tonight, grant unto us the help of the Holy Spirit to open our understanding and to give us understanding and to build us up in our most holy faith. We thank thee that it is the word of God alone that can build Christians up in their faith and bring sinners to Christ. And I pray that thou, the Spirit, will take this word this evening and apply it to hearts and lives. We ask this, giving thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. As we've crossed the threshold of 2018, it's a very timely reminder, I think, that we live in a very changeable world, a very mutable world. Nothing around us ever stays the same, and every year tells its own tale, as we say. Personally, the changing of the year has brought changes to all of our lives. Just as we turned the old year and come into the new year as a family, we were preparing for another family funeral. We weren't even out of the old year, into the new year, and we were preparing a funeral of one of our loved ones. And of course, with all of those years, childhood memories, they come. And all too quickly, as we know, they fade away. And the childhood soon grows into adolescence, and adolescence soon grows into young adulthood. And that season, young people, it's only just for a short time. Just a very short period of time, and it's all change again. And inwardly, of course, changes take places within us. Sometimes emotionally, it's different. Sometimes physically, it's different. Everything on earth concerning you and I as individuals, it's stamped with mutability. As we look out in the world round about us, I don't think in my lifetime it has seemed so uncertain as it seems today. It's a world of change, and I do believe that this year is going to usher in vast changes all over the world once again. Everything on earth is stamped with mutability. Everything is prone to change, and that change can come very quickly and very swiftly. And even spiritually, in our own experience, we have to be very honest and say, if we reached the mountaintop, and I'm not saying we did, if we reached the mountaintop in 2017, I assure you, you'll know what the valley is in the new year. It's an experience of change. And sometimes the changes can bring us from the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom, just in a very short space of time. But we've only one mercy in all of the things that change round about us. What's that? We serve one who's unchanging. We serve one who is immutable. As we venture out into 2018, with all of the changes that it undoubtedly will bring to us, I do not want to allow fear to grip your heart or unnecessarily grip my heart. Rather, by faith, we have to grip the word of God again tonight. And this wonderful promise of Malachi 3 and verse 6. The Lord comes along to us and he says, I am the Lord. It's in capitals in our King James Version of the Bible, telling us once again that this is Jehovah that has been spoken of here. Jehovah knows no change. All the years change, and we change with the years, and the circumstances change. But Jehovah says to us tonight, I am the Lord, and I change not. That is our consolation and our rock that we launch out into this new year with, 2018. We're going to stop with it tonight and meditate upon it just a little bit. And I pray that it might be something for you to put a firm foot of faith upon and launch out into the new year with as we go out in the will of God. Let's consider this lovely verse again, and let's look at some biblical proof concerning the immutability of God. The word immutability just means the unchangeableness of God. In all of the change, He unchanging is. As we study this term, immutability, we learn from the scriptures that Jehovah changes not in His person. We've already noted in the introduction how we change so quickly. It is amazing how people change, how their circumstances change. It can just be, as it were, overnight we change, and life is never the same again for us. But the Lord changes not. He is the same. God is perpetually the same. He changes not. He's not composed of any earthly substance or material. God is a spirit. He cannot change. Therefore, He is immutable. He sees the ages pass, the years roll by, the centuries come and go, the millenniums come and go, but it's ever the same with God. He changes not. He is the great, eternal, unchangeable I am that I am. And that is our rock of faith tonight that we venture out upon in 2018. The Lord, He changes not. It needs to be emphasized also that when the Lord Jesus Christ was manifest in the flesh, He didn't change. The essence of His divinity did not change. Flesh did not become God, nor did God become flesh, but rather by what we call a very real, actual change of person. The divine and the human were united in what theologians call a hypostatical union. Don't worry about the big term, but it's the union of a perfect human nature with the eternal Word, which our catechism and creeds teach us happened without any confusion or mingling of natures in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not even the incarnation of Christ could change the essence of the Godhead. God remained everlastingly, eternally unchangeable. And that's our anchor for the soul in this fast-changing sea of life. He is forever the same. Eternally forever the same. It's also true to say that God changes not as with regards to His personality. If you want to know what the personality of God is like, study the attributes of God. And whatever the attributes of God were of old, they are the same today. We know with individuals, personality-wise, people can change hour by hour. They can change morning to evening. You meet somebody one time and they'll want to chat all day with you. The next time they haven't even got a hello for you. We're all up to change. But not God. The same powerful God that spoke the world into being, He's still using that word, and He's still creating life through the power of the word and through the miracle of the word. New life has been brought to countless souls all over the world. God is doing something in this world that we live in. We see much in our news screens what's happening out in Iran at the present time. The news screens will never tell you there's a great move of God out in Iran. And many souls have been won to the Lord. And you know, where the gospel comes, freedom also comes. And liberty also comes. Remember Iran and pray for it. And pray for that infant church that's in it. And for all that God is doing in and through it. The one whose wisdom planned our salvation before time began. He's no less wise today. Don't think that you or I can ever outsmart God. We're talking this morning about individuals wanting to think that they're smarter than God and carrying their burdens and not giving them to the Lord. You can never do it, believer. God is as wise today as he was when he first spoke that word and brought time and all of material into place. The same rule, of course, applies to all of God's other attributes. His truth remains the same. We're into a new year, but the truth of the Word of God remains the same. It was the same gospel in 2017, as we'll be preaching, God willing, right throughout 2018. It never changes. His truth remains the same. His love remains the same. It is constant. Our love, it ebbs and flows, but God's love, it doesn't change. It is wonderful to know through Christ, the one who changes not. Again, we can add that God changes not in his plans. Men can propose, but ultimately, God only can dispose. The decree of God that was put together way back in the annals of eternity, that have planned out the course of time, they are not going to be altered. They are not going to be reversed in any one shape, size or form. That decree will stand. God has a plan for your life, for my life in 2018, and it's going to stand. It is not going to alter, and it's going to be fulfilled. God has said to his church, I will build my church. And that's what he's doing. He's building his church. We needn't fret or worry over the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's building his church. God's looking after his church. Even in nations such as ours that have departed from the Lord and where secularism and where humanism has taken over, God's still doing his own work in this land and overruling to his glory and to his honour. We can but pray that 2018 will be the year in which God will come and revive his church in this land again, in which God will come and quicken his people and bring revival blessing to the church of the firstborn across our nation again. No man, no dark fiend, no dark hour can ever change what God has planned. We can also encourage ourselves that God doesn't change his promises. God doesn't say, I'll come tomorrow, and he comes next year. God keeps his promises. If God would change his promises for one moment, they would be worthless. But these promises are priceless because they're unchangeable promises. They're unchangeable. The gospel promises, they're not yea and nay. You would think to hear some Christian people that it's yes and no with God, but it's not like that at all. They are all yea and amen in the Lord Jesus Christ. They haven't changed. Those wonderful promises that we extend from this pulpit week by week. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. It's the same promise in the new year. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, and for I am God and there is none other. It's the same promise. Call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. It's the same promise. We have a gospel that's changing. We have a gospel that is unchanging because all of the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Are you holding on to them tonight? Are you holding on to the fickle word of man? Are you holding on to the eternal word of the living God? What's the anchor of your soul tonight? Have you a verse to lean upon, to hold on to? That was the verse I was saved through. I could tell you the verse I was saved through. Acts 2 verse 21. I'm holding on to it. All these years later, I'm holding on to it. It's as sure, it's as true, it's as firm as the first day that I used it in the place of prayer. That's the anchor. That's the unchangeable promise of God's word. What have you got tonight to hold on to? If the promises of God are unchangeable, it's a solemn thought also that the punishment of God is unchangeable. The soul that sinneth in 2017, the Bible said it shall die. The soul that sinneth in 2018, it still is going to die. If you're here tonight still unconverted, you're still under the judgment of God. Another year is dawning and you're still unsaved. Another year without the Lord Jesus Christ. Another year facing the uncertainty of life and facing an eternity without Christ. If you die without Him, what a prospect. Do not allow yourself for one moment to think, well, it's going to be different this year. It's not going to be different this year. If you live another year without Jesus Christ, you'll still be under the divine punishment and wrath of Almighty God. What a solemn prospect. The only answer to your Christ rejection at the start of this new year, it was the same as in the old year, is for you to repent of it and come to faith in Christ. For you to flee to the Lord Jesus Christ and to embrace His mercy and to embrace His grace. We don't have that. People come to the Lord's house and they think, are they going to hear something new? I hope I present the gospel fresh every week, but it's the same old message of the gospel. It's the same word of the eternal God. Because Jehovah says, I am the Lord and I change not. If God changes not, we can't change His message. It remains the same. Secondly, let me consider with you just for a little moment or two tonight the people to whom the unchangeable God is such a benefit and blessing. It's the sons of Jacob. You ever consider to yourself tonight, who are these sons of Jacob? The Word of God in Romans chapter 9, verse 11 and 12 teaches us that they are the sons and daughters of God by election. It's the elect of God that are referred to here as the sons of Jacob. Read Romans chapter 6 right through to Romans chapter 9. Those great chapters that teach us about predestination, election, God's foreordination of those whom He was going to save. Those whom He loved from the foundation, before the very foundation of the world, and whom He will continue to love to the end of time itself. These are the sons of Jacob, the daughters of Jacob. By the sons of Jacob are also meant God's people who enjoy special rights and privileges. They're His people. By His birth, Jacob had no special entitlements. But he acquired them. He gained the birthright from Esau for a mess of pottage. But thank God every believer acquired the right to be called the sons of God through adoption. John's Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 and 11. What a privilege you and I have tonight to be called the sons and daughters of the living God. We are the sons of Jacob. We are the sons of the Most High God. Heaven is our inheritance. We read this morning, reserved in heaven for us an inheritance that is incorruptible and that is undefiled. By the sons of Jacob are meant those who have special meetings with God. Remember all those special meetings Jacob had with God, some of them in the most inconspicuous of places. Remember he put his head down on a stone one night to sleep. He was so weary and worn out physically. And uncomfortable though it might have been, it became Bethel to him. It became a place where God met with him. And in that vision, he saw a ladder reaching up into heaven and the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. And what a picture it was of the Lord Jesus Christ as the only way to God for lost mankind. Bethel was a starting place to Emmanuel's land. And you can be at many different meetings, let me tell you that. And there's no harm in going to meetings. It's a blessing to go to meetings. And it's a blessing in this land that we still have so many gospel meetings that people can attend in every town and village, right up and down the length and breadth of our land tonight. There's a Bethel place where sinners can meet with God. In this little land of ours, what a blessing that is. But have you been there yet? Where's your own personal Bethel? Where you met with God, and where you started out on the journey to Emmanuel's land. You met with the Lord Jesus Christ. He changed you and transformed you and made you his own. This is where, this could be your Bethel tonight. This little meeting house here in Analo, where Jesus Christ comes to meet with his people. The sons of Jacob can be further described as men of special trials. What trials did Jacob face through his pilgrimage? He had to flee his own father's house. He thought it was only for a short time. But it was going to be for a long time. He was double-crossed by his uncle Laban. He was made to face his warlike brother Esau. He was bereaved of his beloved wife Rachel. He was plagued by his sons. What a raring he had. He was robbed of Joseph and Benjamin. I don't think there was a man in the Old Testament who was more tried or tested than Jacob. And I think it's because of that that many of the Lord's people can identify with him. Life for them has held many crosses, many trials. And in the midst of it all, in the midst of all of those trials, in the midst of all of those tests, the Lord, Jehovah, comes along and he says, I'm the Lord, I change not. All of these circumstances might put pressure upon you, but I'm the Lord, I change not. And no doubt, dear child of God, there are tests ahead for all of us in 2018. But remember, as you face them, if you know and love the Lord Jesus Christ, you have your faith in one who changes not. The tests might change you, but they don't change God. And they don't change your relationship to God, or they don't change your faith in God. As sons and daughters, what terms of endearment we have here of the Lord's people. We have our trust in an unchanging Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then thirdly, notice with me the protection which we as the sons of Jacob receive from an unchanging God. What is it? We're not consumed. There are two ways in which we could have been consumed. We might have already been consumed in hell. If it were not for God's unchanging grace, we would have been lost and damned in hell many years ago. But he who loved us first will love us to the last. Will never be consumed. A Christian can never die and go to hell because they have their faith and trust in an unchanging God. There was nothing in us that God should love us at the first, so then there can be nothing less now. Why would God love us less now than he did at the first? John Newton used to tell the story of a dear old saint who said, "Ah, sir, the Lord must have loved me before I was born, or else he would not have seen anything in me to love me now." What grace there is in God to love us just as we are. God's love toward his people, it is unchanging. We have innumerable shortcomings. Oh, we couldn't even start to list them all. Innumerable shortcomings, faults, sins, and failings. Yet he loves us. He's unchanging. Were it not for the unchanging nature of God, we could have been consumed by the world years ago. If we'd been left to our own devices, every sin, every snare of the devil would have been a fall to us. We would have been defeated and overcome time and time again. But God is our constant friend, our constant engagement. And because he is who he is and we are who we are in him, we have been kept. We're kept. We're a kept people. I'm glad in this new year I'm a kept preacher. God's keeping me. God's watching over me. Is he not watching over you? If you're his child, he certainly is. I think at the turn of the year, we're all anxious. We're anxious about what lies ahead. That anxiousness even can turn to fretfulness, worry, even anxiety. And there are those who just loathe this time of year. They just want to get on with it. But you know, it's good for us to stop at this time of year and just to consider these great truths of God's holy word. Why can we look into 2018 with confidence? Because we know God. And He's absolutely unchangeable. I am the Lord, I change not. You and I, we'll change this year. If I'm spurred to see the end of the year, no doubt you'll say to me, you've changed. And I will have undoubtedly have changed. But I have God, and He never changes. And that's my confidence in going into this new year. There is one place where change can never occur, where mutability can never be written over, one heart which can never alter. And that's the unchangeable heart of Almighty God. We often sing that lovely little doxology. How good is the God we adore. Our faithful, unchangeable friend, whose love is as great as His power and knows neither measure nor end. 'Tis Jesus, the first and the last, whose Spirit shall guide us safe home. We'll praise Him for all that is past, and we're going to trust Him for all that's to come. I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Amen. May the Lord bless these simple thoughts to every heart and life for His great name's sake. Let's unite our hearts in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee tonight for the unchangeableness of the One whom we are and whom we serve. We pray, Lord, that You'll give to us clearer visions of the grace and might of God than we've ever had before. And we ask, Lord, as Your people, You'll teach us to walk humbly before Thee in this new year. And we would ask of Thee also, Lord, for those in the gathering, young and old, who as yet perhaps know Thee not as their Saviour. I pray that this will be the year. This will be the night in which they will have their Bethel experience, and they'll start that road to Emmanuel's land through saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear us now, we beseech Thee. Bless those that will leave us at this time, and bless those that remain for the communion service. We pray it will be a very special time, owned and blessed of God. We ask this in Jesus' name.